Unit 3, ground movement. Roger.
Communication and situational awareness are two exceptionally essential aspects for aviation professionals. As we know, the airport service is a busy place. Ground personnel are busy preparing aircraft, transporting cargo, delivering fuel, repairing aircraft, delivering supplies, and the list goes on. Likewise, pilots are busy preparing the aircraft, preparing the flight, communicating with the ground workers, flight crew, and ground control. Ground communications at controlled airports require that the ground controller provide strict guidance on surface movement. Ground controllers need to be aware of any movement within his or her assigned area. Any runway or taxiway closures need to be communicated immediately to aircraft and ground movement vehicles. Pilots and ground vehicle operators need to continually monitor the ground frequency to be aware of any changes in weather or availability of movement areas. Additionally, they must be alert to messages for them, acknowledge them in a timely manner, and take suitable actions to ensure compliance with the regulations. If there are any failures in communications, be it equipment failure, quality of the signal, or even unclear communications, operators need to follow the proper procedures.
In what ways are pilots required to multitask on the ground? With whom do air traffic controllers communicate on the ground frequency? Why are ground workers required to speak with the same level of English proficiency as pilots and controllers? What can cause miscommunications on the ground? What are some of the workarounds for radio communication failures?